MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Craig and Tony, he's from Anbro Capital, a new product coming to market, Anbro Dynamic Compound Portfolio. Craig, appreciate the time as always. I suppose let's kick off Dynamic Compound Portfolio. What's the thesis behind this new product you're bringing?
Hi there, Simon. Thanks again for having me. Always happy to be here. Well, this portfolio is an interesting one. And we think it's something that investors out there, you know, might appreciate. The premise on this portfolio really is to invest in high quality businesses across the globe with one key differentiator, and that being these companies need to pay out a significant amount of cash flow in the form of dividends. We then take those dividends and we reinvest those dividends back into the portfolio, and the aim really is the compounding of dividend reinvestment, dividend growth, and share price appreciation over time, which ultimately then, you know, has proven to be a very good investment strategy over the long run, and returns have been pretty decent, I must say.
So there's two parts here, and one will be the stocks inside. We'll get to that in a moment. The other is reinvesting, because I mean that's how I run my personal portfolio. But usually when I buy a collective investment scheme, in fact I think it's the rules of collective investment schemes in South Africa, is they pay me out the dividends and I've then got to go and do the schlep of reinvesting. You're going to do that reinvestment automatically?
Yes. So, you know, this is a portfolio that's going to be listed on the JSE in the form of an actively managed certificate, which is very similar, well, which is exactly the same as our other portfolio, the Unicorn portfolio. And that is essentially like an ETF. And, you know, what we do is we collect all the dividends inside that structure, and then we reinvest those dividends on behalf of clients back into the portfolio.
Gotcha. What sort of stocks? I mean, you're saying you're looking for high dividend stocks. I mean, the ones that immediately then come to mind would be REITs, would be utilities, as probably a core of it. I mean, there's lots of others. I mean, I'm thinking some of the consumer staples and the like as well.
Yes. Well, you know, this portfolio is going to be one where, you know, we look for companies that we think not only offer value, so, you know, it has a more of a value tilt, if you like, to it, but also companies that are extremely well run, have very strong balance sheets, and also obviously distribute the cash flow. And as you rightly said, Simon, you know, there's various alternatives or avenues that we can use to find these dividends and cash flows. Some of the most obvious ones are REITs or property owning companies, and you know, there is a fairly chunky allocation of that in the portfolio. Also some utilities, yes. High yielding equities as well. I mean, you know, there are a few out there, particularly in the, you know, global insurance and finance space, if you like. Infrastructure companies, you know, fit the bill. Okay. Energy pipelines, that kind of thing, they also fit the bill. So there's a pretty big universe to choose from, not just in the US, but in the world as a whole.
And that's an important point. You, as I understand, it'll be a ZAR dominated because it's trading on the JSE. It'll be US dollar within the note, but you will look anywhere on planet Earth to find the right companies.
Yes, definitely. I mean, and to give you a sense of it, I mean, you know, the world is obviously in an interesting place right now, as we know, and markets as a whole, you know, on a global stage have been battling this year. You know, so that prevents, or rather provides us with an enormous opportunity to scout the globe for these opportunities. And, you know, at listing, the portfolio will be about 85% or so invested in North America. So it will be where the bulk of the assets go. But, you know, we have about a 5% exposure in the UK, 7-odd% in Europe. There's 2% in Switzerland. You know, Canada is a piece as well. So, you know, we're looking for great value for companies that have been around for a long time that have an above average dividend yield, and that's the hunting ground.
And I'm imagining as well, is that, I mean, because one of the things with the dividend yield, and it's what I stress with folks, is like, you know, a price falls, the dividend yield goes up, but that means the dividend might be falling too, and you're looking through that and knowing it. But I'm imagining you're not just looking at current dividend yield, you're looking at quality and sort of sustainability of that dividend. Did they manage to hold it during the global financial crisis? Heck, did they hold it during the pandemic?
Yes, exactly. You know, and there are a few check boxes that we go through when we look for investments in this portfolio. The first checkbox, as you rightly say, is staying power. You know, have these companies been around And have they endured previous periods of market and economic stress? And, you know, pretty much 2007 to 9, the GFC and COVID-19 are two important, you know, benchmarks to look at for that. Also, the balance sheets clearly have to be strong. You know, they need to be superior to average. They must have low leverage. They must have shown, you know, the ability to endure various cycles. You know, we want a margin of safety there as well, you know, not just in the business, but in the dividend too. And because the dividend is such an important part of this portfolio, you know, the dividends must be easily funded from existing business operations and cash flows, you know, and not in any clearly obvious risk of being cut. So, you know, we tend to avoid companies that are more cyclical in nature. Yep. I mean, people may forget, but, you know, during the great financial crisis, even the mighty Anglo-American,
I remember that day.
And we're trying to avoid that, you know. So we're looking for businesses that have been able to pay, sustain, and grow their dividends through multiple market cycles for many, many years.
I was on the trading floor on that day when Anglo cut their dividend. I think the stock fell 40%. There was scared people everywhere we looked. But the sort of companies you're talking around here, and you've mentioned them already. You know, for example, utilities. During the pandemic, I was still using water and electricity. Truthfully, probably more because I was stuck at home. You know, infrastructure. They've almost got a built-in profitability, because of the necessity of the actual assets that they have, but also again then the sort of inelastic demand.
Well, exactly right. I mean, you know, one very obvious way to look for the products or services that you were really unable to live without, you know, was during the pandemic. And as you rightly say, Simon, I mean, you know, you turned your lights on every day.
Yeah.
You know, you plugged in your TV, you know, you used your Wi-Fi, you used your cell phone, you used your PC. You know, what were the things that enabled this to happen? And the important thing that showed the staying power of that sort of business, even when the world was pretty much grinding to a halt. Now, you know, infrastructure assets play a big part in the portfolio as well, you know, and these are, you know, literally assets which are critical to the orderly functioning of an economy. You know, so it's not just things like road and railway and airports, but it's also things like, you know, solar farms, towers, fiber optic networks, all that kind of thing. So it's a pretty interesting and exciting place to invest, even though it may not sound like it on the surface.
No, I take your point. And the one thing, I mean, you mentioned the unicorn portfolio, we've chatted about that before. And the one crossover I see between the two is management matters. You talk a lot about that in the unicorn portfolio. You talk about it here as well. And it's not just, it's around having skin in the game. It's around being the right incentives for management. This might be a utility or whatever it is, and you think anyone can run it, but you still want the right people in charge.
Exactly. You know, oftentimes the management resonates throughout the business, you know, all the way down, you know, to the, you know, from the C-suite down to the tea lady, if you like. Mm-hmm. And it's that culture, you know, that we're looking for as well, not just of great dynamic management teams, but also, you know, people that are doing the right thing by the business, by the, you know, by the economy, you know, by the planet, all that kind of thing. And, you know, we're looking for high quality management teams that are incentivized appropriately, but also that have a critical mindset, you know, with regards to what it is they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it. And I think, you know, management always is going to be one of the most important things, you know, people look for when they invest in a company, because these guys are ultimately the custodian of your capital.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think sometimes we kind of pass over that. We'll leave it there. It's the Anbro Dynamic Compound Portfolio, listing Thursday, 17th. And ANCOMP will be the code. It's on the JSE. You can buy it via any JSE broker. Craig Antonio for Anbro Capital. Always appreciate the time.
MoneyWeb now on the money.